Thanks for joining me, psychologist Dr. Audrey Tang, for Retrain Your Brain. Retrain Your Brain is a 10-minute self-improvement podcast giving you my most effective, practical personal development tips from my work as a coach, trainer, and psychometric profiler. Season 4 is a relationship special. Having previously covered gaslighting, so please do check out the podcast just before this one, I thought I'd look at narcissistic personality disorder. Now, this is defined by the following characteristics. There's an exaggerated view of the self and their self-importance, preoccupation with fantasies of success or grandiosity, a constant need for admiration and special treatment from others, and all of this is unreasonably so, behaviour that belittles others or undermines them, taking advantage of others to achieve goals, arrogance in own beliefs and attitudes, and belief that others are envious of them, and also being envious of others. Approximately, according to Psychology Today in 2018, between 50 and 75% of those diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder are men. What is particularly fascinating for me about relationships with someone with a diagnosed psychopathology, such as narcissistic personality disorder, where egocentric thought is what can cause the destruction of both the relationship and the mental health of the other person involved in it, is that egocentric thought can actually be the reason for remaining in the relationship in the first place. For a person in a relationship with somebody who has narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, egocentric thought can make us believe that, well, everyone's just like me. Therefore, they can write off the selfishness, the tantrums, the put-downs, all of that could just be down to a bad mood, because who doesn't behave like that once in a while? Except in the case of NPD, this is not a one-off trait. And worse still, for the other person in that relationship, because they often display the common traits of caring and compassion, they may actually see that they are the person to be able to help. The problem is, people with NPD cannot easily be helped, not least because they often don't realise they require it. Common behaviours for the narcissist have terrible psychological consequences for those involved in relationships with them, because they can engage in things like gaslighting, love bombing, breadcrumbing, projection, and all of these can take a huge psychological toll on the person in that relationship, causing them to ask questions of their own sense of what is real. The problem is, the person with untreated or unmanaged NPD is not necessarily capable of love in the conventional sense. I don't intend to dwell on gaslighting at the moment, because you can listen to my earlier podcast about this, but it is important to remember that if you are in a relationship with somebody with narcissistic personality disorder, it often takes a lot more than being told it's happening to convince you to leave, because the behaviours of the narcissist are so subtle that actually their pathology can consume you and you may not even realise. So please listen to the earlier podcast about gaslighting for the signs and symptoms you may be in such a relationship. Do remember that the descent of a relationship with an NPD person is so subtle and so long term that you are likely to think you are at fault for either causing the problems or not being able to fix them. But it is not actually possible to fix NPD on your own. It may not even be possible to fix it with professional support. Relationships are extremely complex. They can be difficult. But in the long term, one has to remember, love does not hurt. It is worth mentioning that narcissistic behaviours can occur in any relationship, perhaps when we get stressed or frustrated. But in the instance with the person with NPD, there is often a meaning behind it. It's often part of the manipulation, and it is often a long-term thing. I cover love bombing and breadcrumbing as well as projection in my podcast on gaslighting, but just to cover them briefly here, is love bombing is the show, a massive show of love right at the start of the relationship, which dwindles, but then the person who is being abused is kept interested by little breadcrumbs of love every so often when the narcissist needs to manipulate and make sure that you're on their side. Projection is making you think that you are responsible for certain behaviours. And of course, gaslighting is the overarching term for doing this over a long period of time. Now, there are some things that the person with NPD can do to get help. They can begin to think about and reflect on where the self ends and the other person starts. And one way of doing this is actually to always try to use the names of others in communication with them or about them. They can learn to ask questions about what is new or important to the other person. They can try to accept the wishes of others, try not to interrupt or intrude on their personal space. And also for the person with NPD, it's important to try and remember that personal space and differing wishes is not a rejection of you. It's also important for the person with NPD to try and keep promises and remain accountable. Understand why you choose to behave in a certain way rather than seeing your behavior as simply the product of someone else. And this is actually very empowering. But unfortunately, one of the ways that narcissism presents, and it is worth remembering, it's a psychopathology, which means the brain is functioning in a different way. And that is that the person with NPD does believe that if someone says something against them, they themselves are the victim. And also, the person with NPD can practice a technique called the observer self. And this is, before taking action, asking themselves, well, how might someone else feel about that? How might that come across to somebody else? The sad part about NPD is that many of the pathological traits make the person suffering from it delightfully charming, thoughtful, energetic, and this impulsivity can be very attractive. And at the start of a relationship, they can really make you as their partner feel like you're the most important thing in the world. But their behaviours long term do not translate well into a secure relationship. The person with NPD is not often in control of their behaviour choices. That is not to say they can't learn to be. People with NPD are capable, but with a lot of professional work, to have successful marriages or long-term commitments and families with love and respect from all parties. But this is with a lot of support and effort from themselves and professionals. And that's all we have time for. But for more practical self-improvement videos and articles, visit my website, www.draudreytee.com, or check out my work on my YouTube channel, Dr. Audrey Tang.